Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are.
Welcome
just
back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Live on NBC Sports Washington as well, if you're going to follow along on TV. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. Join us right now on the Madison Square House Hotline, NFL Network analyst Charlie Casley, who spent 16 years as a general manager in the NFL. Wondering, we were talking about Kyler Murray earlier. Not just your thoughts on Kyler Murray, but I don't know if you saw the interview he did with Dan Patrick where he basically was a non-responsive on questions about playing football and baseball, and wondering if what would give you pause with Kyler Murray? Would radio interviews give you pause, or just his height? What would give you pause?
Scott Boras.
Boras.
Right.
So start there.
No one wants to deal with him.
You know, I did deal with the guy one time. It's interesting.
Oh, really?
Yes, during him. Yeah, but no, you're going to have to research, and I haven't done it yet. It's one of my things to do. I've watched him on tape, but you know, try to get an opinion from baseball on what they think. And what you don't want to be doing is taking a guy in the first round. It's obvious that you know you can't sign. So that's going to have to be the commitment you get from Boras there. That you know, you're going to sign the guy, and can you trust him? And that's going to be really the issue. So if you can't get it, you're just going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And normally the player is supposed to be in charge. Rarely is the player in charge. So my dealings with Boras was interesting. It was a player called Chad Hutchison, who ended up signing with the Cowboys, and he was a baseball player at Stanford. And again, he was a minor leaguer; he couldn't play baseball. So we looked into it, and you could see that what Boras's concept was: forget the market; there is no market. I'm the market, and I'll decide how we're going to pay this guy. He eventually signed with the Cowboys, and because there was a rookie rules and rookie pool, which was much more flexible then than it is now. Now there is no flexibility in this thing. So, I mean, this is what you're going to get, and that's it. What else we can do? So, but he's going to operate in his own world, I'm sure. He's playing leverage on things. But at some point, people are going to get sick of the games.
Yeah.
You're going to play football, you're not going to play football. That's
right.
It.
Right.
So, well, he's got to make a decision pretty quick. I mean, you got pro days coming up if you're going to go towards the NFL, and you got the combine, which he probably wouldn't go to anyway. But he's got to make a decision here soon. He's got to report to the A's in like 2 weeks.
Right, but he hasn't signed a contract with baseball.
Right? Oh, I think he did. I think he did.
I think whatever he did, he got the $4.5 million.
Yeah, he signed with
from
baseball.
Being the first round pick. Yeah.
Oh, he did sign.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a year ago
that.
Or whatever. And they allowed him to play in that senior year or whatever, that junior year.
What did you see on tape when you watched him?
Throw out the height, just because, you're just watching him play. Very good player, instinctive, can make all the throws with his arm. Obviously, he has great running ability, but when he gets outside, he still looks downfield to make the throws. I thought the instincts were good, the arm was good. In the games I watched, I thought he forced some balls and he wasn't as accurate as you'd like. But I thought those things were kind of correctable a little bit because of technique and just decision-making. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he looked like a darn good player. Now, again, you're going to have to operate out of the shotgun. You're going to have to run a system that is not going to probably put him behind center an awful lot. But Russell Wilson can't see from the pocket anyway. I've watched him from the end zone. He can't see. He finds openings or he scrambles.
Right.
So this guy is probably going to be the same way. But I wouldn't bet against him is what I'm saying as a player.
Charlie,
I know it's
early, but the Redskins sit at 15. Do you think that they're going to be able to just stand pat and have him fall to 15, or will they have to make a play to move up to try to grab him if that's the guy they want?
boy, I don't know. It's too early to tell because you have a lot of factors there. You're sitting there with the Giants, who I believe are at 6, and they need a quarterback. Jacksonville's at 7. Denver, I think, might be at 10. I think there's a couple of people. I don't have the list for me. You know, after 10, before them. So now then you have what happens with Foles out there, what happens with Flacco, what happens with Teddy Bridgewater. So there's a lot of factors in there that say that, you know, you're probably going to have to make the move, but you may not. Because here's the thing. Maybe you don't want Flacco. Maybe you don't want Foles. Okay? Maybe the price is too high on those guys. So it's not like you can say, well, you got 3 veteran quarterbacks available. You've got Haskins. You've got Murray. And my next guy is Jones or Duke. So you got 6 possibilities. Maybe you don't like all those 6 possibilities. So you may have to make a move, yes.
Talking to Charlie Casley, former Redskins GM, won Super Bowl there. Of course, Houston Texans GM from 2000 through 2006. Now, during those years that you were the Texans GM, the Patriots won 3 Super Bowls, Bill Belichick. What was special and unique about Belichick in particular that has made him so successful all these years? And I'm just curious, did you have any deals with the Patriots? Like, how did those things go?
Yeah, we made one trade with them, as I remember it. They were very secretive. In other words, we don't want anybody to know, which is fine. I didn't want anybody to know his deal on a team or made a trade. So you could trust them as far as keeping quiet. And if they said this is the deal, then that was the deal. I thought they were very easy to deal with on a trade, very straightforward. So that was my experience with that. You know, why have they won? Well, you know, Brady certainly is part of it. We can't dismiss that, okay? But what Belichick has done is, and if you think about it, the 2 things that jump out to you are his teams improve as the season goes on, okay? And I attribute that. I asked somebody about that one time who would know, and they said what they do is figure out what the players do best and concentrate on putting them in those positions. And it takes some time to do that during the season. The other thing, watching them, they are so fundamentally good. It's unbelievable. Their players get better throughout the year.
Right.
The next point is, you'll hear this, he takes away what you do best. Well, you know, he didn't invent that. I mean, I remember George Allen. I remember doing that when I first came to the Redskins. But he does it. Everybody knows what you have to do in these games, but he does it. And he does it by getting his players to execute the game plan consistently week in and week out. And his players play to their potential. They don't underachieve. And to me, that's fitting him in the right spot and coaching him and getting him to do it technique-wise. So, I mean, in the big picture, you look for a coach that can get the players to do what they do best, put them in a system to be successful, and get them to execute it. That's what you want. He does that, and he does it better than anybody.
That indeed. No one expected a low-scoring game like this. I don't know, maybe you did, but I know that you kind of called it because you thought the Patriots would establish the run and control the clock, which they did. And you thought Belichick would just dial some stuff up for Goff and confuse him. And Gurley was a non-factor again. That's been very confusing to me. It's just been an enigma the last couple weeks. But, you know, 13-3 final, I didn't expect it. I can't believe there wasn't one touchdown pass in the game, Charlie. That's unbelievable. But they got it done again, and they win 13-3.
They did, and I didn't expect that. In fact, for NFL Network, I had to give a score. I said 30-27. And he said, what would be an improbable thing to happen? I forget, outlandish prediction, a bold prediction, that's what they use. And I said, Donald would not have a sack. And so I got half of it, right? But, first of all, there's a story with Gurley we don't know, and eventually it'll come out, but we don't know what it is. Because when you play them, I talked to, I can't give you the number of teams, but I had to do them 8 times this year, and I had something like 24 reports on them, okay, from coaches and teams. And the number one thing on against the offense of the Rams is stop Gurley. How do you stop Gurley? You sit.
Oh, did
there?
Lose Charlie?
Front with being disciplined in the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
There?
Yep, we got
there.
You.
Go ahead.
Okay, so. So once you stop Gurley, that takes away the play action and the bootleg. And that's Goff. And then Goff is poor under pressure, and it showed again yesterday. Pages did a lot of blitzing yesterday and against Mahomes.
Right.
And it worked in both games.
Did you enjoy the game, Charlie? I liked it. I mean, I would prefer a higher scoring game, of course, but I thought the game was sort of hanging in the balance for 3.5 quarters, and, you know, I was riveted to it, even though there wasn't a lot of scoring and a lot of punting, you know. It was fine for me.
I was not riveted.
Well, I was riveted, okay? And I'll tell you why, because of the what if, the explosiveness.
Exactly.
You know Brady's going to get going at some point, and you got to believe somehow Sean McVay's going to get some plays created. And eventually Brady did hit a groove in the fourth quarter where, and I think one of the big things is at halftime, they put Sony Michel back in the game. And somehow why they took him out in the first half, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he came back in the game and had a big second half. And then in the end, they found a couple of ways to get Gronk the ball and James White the ball.
Right.
Which that's a credit to them to keep searching through their ability to adjust.
Right. Now, McVay, after the game, said he was outcoached, right? He basically took the hit for it. As you're watching the game unfold, did you see adjustments that McVay could have made?
Well, that's hard to do on television because you can't see any of the coverages.
Yeah.
You have no idea. And the TV people don't help you on that. They're too general. And they didn't do enough replays.
Right.
When they do the replays, then they can you can see what's going on. So I never say somebody gets out-coached. You know, give the other guy credit, too. I just think that they took advantage of their offensive line, Rams offensive line, which is better on zone blocking for running, which is sideways, and not as good when you have to have them sit there and stand up and pass protect, which usually is the case in that system. Zone blocking means the blockers go lateral. They're not knocking people off the ball, so when they have to sit in there and absorb it, they're not as good, and that's kind of what happened in the game. The pass rush, to me, took over the Rams' offense.
Charlie, we know you're a huge Nats fan. We had a little fun trying to interpret Bryce Harper's latest tweet. Last night after the Super Bowl, he tweeted, loading, dot, dot, dot. What does Charlie Casserly read into that?
Well, load means he's getting ready to do something, I would think.
Well, we think it's a video game reference, Charlie, to be honest. Like his
well,
video game was
it.
Loading up.
Okay, well, maybe that's it then. See, I'm just thinking about baseball. I'm not thinking about video games. So
right.
That's his generation, your generation, video games, which is fine. That's great.
Right.
But I don't know. How long are we going to drag this thing on, huh?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, it's crazy.
I feel like there's no sense of urgency on either side. So here we are 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting, and I could see easily a 50% chance of he and Machado still not being signed.
Yeah. You know what bugs me is I'm reading these editorials about how the teams aren't trying to win and they're not paying these big dollars. Well, how many of these big dollar contracts actually work out?
Right.
Most of them don't.
Right.
And the team suffers for it. Now, what's happened in baseball is this. People, the Cubs, okay, were one. The Astros were another. Don't you want to be the Cubs and Astros someday? Well, they went through a process. Okay, they unloaded contracts, and that's what the Nationals did, except they started with not a lot. And they unloaded everything they had along the way early on, and they just built from the bottom up and built a team that every year is contending.
Right.
And so that's the formula. Go do it. The Sixers, okay? They had a formula.
Yeah.
So football is different because the college draft gives you players that can play fast. Baseball doesn't have that.
Yeah, you got to wait. But you're right. Teams are just getting smarter.
Charlie, I'm curious.
Yeah, it's not that they don't want to win. They got a formula to win.
What is there a question or two you really want answered at the combine? Is there someone that you're really eager to kind of see in these workouts?
Kyler Murray.
How tall is Murray?
like you said, you can't see anyway, right? So throw it out the window.
He's probably about as tall as your daughter.
Oh, I hope not.
but you're not betting against him. I like that.
No, I'm not. Guys, he's got vision. He sees. That's the thing. If a guy's got vision, then you can work with him. Tim Tebow had no vision.
Right.
If Tim Tebow had a vision, which means he could have thrown checkdowns and seen guys open, he might have had a chance.
Right.
But guys would be open, and he's looking, and he can't see him.
Who did you like more, Robert or Murray?
Robert or Murray?
RG3.
Who's what?
RG3.
Murray.
Murray.
Wow. Better vision.
Pretty
better
quick.
Better vision.
So he's not just a one-read guy then, is what you're saying.
Excuse me?
He's not just a one-read quarterback then.
No, I don't see that tape.
Yeah.
I don't see that tape. The guy that's not getting talked about enough is Haskins.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, Haskins is a big, strong-arm guy. Teams don't like his athletic, but somebody said he's Teddy Bridgewater. Well, Teddy Bridgewater is a pretty good quarterback before
that's
he got
true.
Hurt.
Right.
So, and you got to do, you know, everybody tells me he's a super smart guy. The offense is kind of limited there, so you always want to see where he is on it. But my bet is that he doesn't get past the Giants. I don't see the Giants taking a 5'9" quarterback. I don't see Dave Gettleman knowing him taking a 5'9" quarterback.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, buddy. Give us a break sign. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it as always, Bal.
All right. Good to be with you guys.
Okay, man.
Charlie Cowsley, 16 years as GM in the NFL. Coming up next, we switch gears. We open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know we're going to get into the EP, but to close the show, I'm going to tell you a tale of near woe for me yesterday.
Oh, I might have to add one.
You may have to add one, too.
Sounds like EB's on the verge of one, too.
Mine has nothing to do with what they're talking about.
Right.
Mine was nearly much more serious.
Jason,
I'll just leave it at that.
Has to do with bathroom.
Yes.
Using the bathroom.
Mine was not nearly that trivial.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through the show, to be honest. I'll try.
Two segments. You're leading this segment, so it's all on
your baby.
This way. I almost made a complete mess of the Washington Golf Show.
Did you?
Sounds like it a good turnout, though.
Oh, there was
tons of
people.
A lot of people coming to see.
Did you see Squirrel? I think Squirrel was out there.
Squirrel was there.
Squirrel's out there to get all his new clothes, and he had to get his new driver. Right. He always gets a new driver every year.
Hold on.
Unbelievable.
It's an annual. It's like a rite of spring. He gets a brand new driver every
sometimes two or three a year.
Man, I can't wait to kick him. This new driver.
Man, he's looking for an extra few yards.
He spends a lot of cash on equipment and clothes.
Yeah. He really does.
My buddy's got, he said, 9 dozen Pro V1s. Like, right. Just hit, like, once for $45.
That's a good deal there.
Yeah. That is a good
great.
Deal. That's a solid deal.
Yeah, they're
deal.
Like 2016, 2017 balls, but
that's all right.
They don't have a scratch on them.
Yeah, they're silly.
They're selling Vokey wedges for $60.
Gently used balls.
Belly, it's going to be 67 degrees tomorrow. I'm going to try and get out tomorrow, although it's going to be a sloppy
be
mess.
Wet.
I know,
so
it'll be
wet.
A sloppy mess.
It's definitely going to be sloppy, but
Friday, it's supposed to be really nice and warm, too, though.
Is it?
You could actually gear up towards Friday.
It's supposed to rain Thursday, though. I'm going to be in the slop at Potomac Shores tomorrow. Thank you to Todd.
Oh, tell Todd I said what's up.
I will.
I just texted him, actually.
I'm just happy it's not getting dark at 4:45 anymore.
Yeah, thank God.
You know that it's actually light at 5:30.
All right, let me tell you what's going on
every
in the world
day,
of Hollywood.
We're getting closer to July 4th, my friend.
In entertainment, you're already ready to write off summer before it even starts.
It'll be here before you know it. You know it and I know it.
Got to give you the box office report, even though Super Bowl was the biggest story of the weekend. Man, nobody went to the theaters.
Very light box office. I think I heard it was the weakest box office for the Super Bowl weekend like in 19 years.
Sure looks
although
like
I went
it.
On Saturday night, and it was crowded at Rio, Gaithersburg.
Yeah. Glass was number one, did $9 million. So far in 3 weeks, it's made $88 million. Who would know? The upside, not get upside, the upside cakes, did another $8 million. So far, it's made $75 million.
How much is in my upside account?
Miss
check
Bala
that.
Did $6 million in its debut.
Ooh.
And Aquaman 4th did another $4.7 million. So far, it's made $323 million, although JP says it may be one of the worst movies ever seen. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse did another $4 million. That's up to $175 million domestically.
Look, it's maybe my own personal take for whatever reason. And I've been able to suspend my disbelief watching a Spider-Man movie and enjoyed it, or Iron Man, but the underwater talking and seahorses.
Tilt
and
City.
just, it, 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 I give it a one fish.
Not interested.
1 out of 5.
You have one mackerel.
Yes. One shrimp.
Anything coming out this week would be interesting?
Don't know.
Still got a gift card from AMC that I got over Christmas I can use.
I know I have like
Do you
these...
have an old wing in your house for gift cards?
By the way, I sleep on the
got
fact
a, I got enough of
I sleep on the fact that the theater, because I walked home from the movie theater, that my movie theater also has the $5 Tuesdays.
Oh, it does?
It's the greatest thing going.
The problem is there's no good movies. There's really nothing I want to see.
Every once in a while.
My mom asked me if you wanted to see a movie together this week. And I said, no, there's nothing I want to see.
Well, I think that the Kevin Hart, Bryan Cranston movie, Get Upside, right. is actually a decent
what's it
movie.
About? What's it about?
It's about Kevin Hart's like a caretaker for a guy in a wheelchair.
Yes. Who's super rich.
And it's a comedy?
Yes.
I'm out. I don't really do comedies.
No,
really
it wouldn't be any good.
I really don't do comedies. They're really hard. Usually I'm grumpy and they don't make me laugh.
There's nothing that's going to make you
I
laugh
want a drama.
I think it's
a drama. How about like
more.
A True Detective type movie? You wrap it all up in, you know, an hour and 30 minutes, you know?
Well, then you got to go to Netflix for that.
Well, what happened to just going to the theater and seeing a nice
I don't
movie
know. All
like
the good
that.
Stuff's coming out in Netflix.
Like a spy thriller or something. Can we get like a CIA spy
Have
thriller?
You...
I think the least shocking thing is that Jason couldn't figure out either HBO Go or HBO On Demand.
You can't
of course
figure
I have
out...
it. I've got. You think I haven't watched it on HBO On Demand before? Of course I can. I had stuff going on Friday. I'm going to watch it today.
Episode 5 is kind of selling.
Bon Jovi, hello.
It is your life. But there's a guarantee you wasted an hour this weekend somewhere where you
right,
could have enjoyed it.
Was every hour packed?
No. Yeah. No. You definitely were doing something.
Friday Kirk Cousins schedule every 15 minutes planned out.
No, Friday I had stuff going on after the show. And then Saturday, there was no chance I was watching on Saturday.
Because?
Waste management. And he had an appearance.
I got up at 6:30 on Saturday. Turned on Golf Channel, watched the European Tour.
Mm-hmm. Right, in Saudi Arabia?
Yep, watch that.
You watched Sergio damage all the greens?
Yep. Then I watched Morning Drive. Then I watched a little bit of the Covers of the Waste. Then I went to my appearance.
Yeah.
Then I came back and watched
Golf
more.
Appearance.
Yeah. I came back and watched more Sergio. Or,
all this stuff
Waste Management.
Boring.
Yeah.
All
and
this
then
stuff
I went to dinner.
Yeah.
I got stuff going on, people.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, it's all about wagers. You wouldn't believe how many prop bets
I
put in.
Oh, I would believe it. How many?
29.
What was your wackiest prop bet that you put in?
Wackiest prop bet was Dustin Johnson's final round score.
Okay.
Plus 3.5 versus Robert Woods receiving yards. I won it by a half of a yard.
Oh, wow.
How did you end up overall? You said you lost with your book.
I lost.
You
I went,
won online.
I went 5-7 with my book, my human bookie.
Yeah.
But I had a really good day. In prop bets online.
So then you're a net winner.
Net winner, but slightly. I was putting a little bit more up with my bookie.
But so that offset bookie. The winnings that you had online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I did really well on prop bets and
right.
online.
Well, apparently what didn't go well, according to most people, was Maroon 5's Super Bowl halftime show got trashed. Now, I will say, for the most part, everybody gets trashed on social media these days. Bruno Mars did not. I think by far he's been the best of recent times. But, man, people were just tweeting up a storm. Let me see. They say they won't be loved. Maroon 5 play it safe with the dullest halftime show of all time.
That's how I describe it. It was dull.
I would say Coldplay's was duller, but that's just me. Did think it was weird that Adam Levine turned it into, like, this striptease. Like, he just started taking off layers and layers and layers. And clearly he wanted to show off his tattoos.
I'm
and
sorry,
his,
B.
His newfound guns.
Coldplay, greater than sign, Maroon 5.
Maybe I as agree. A band, but not in Super Bowl halftime show.
Maybe not with their performance, but just the music. Sorry.
Now, I'm a huge Maroon 5. Oh, they just have hits.
Well, but so does Coldplay.
I think Maroon 5 has more hits.
The Coldplay
well,
have
they're more mainstream.
Who else
more
hits. Joined Coldplay? Because I thought Big Boy and Travis Scott were
Well,
terrible.
Big Boy is an Atlanta legend.
I thought Beyonce came out with Coldplay.
Yeah, I mean, right there, it's better.
Maybe. I don't know.
I couldn't remember
that. And then Travis Scott came out. I thought Adam Levine's performance just sounded kind of shaky.
A little pitchy.
Yeah, for a guy that's the voice coach.
I've been a little nervous.
Mars and Beyonce joined Coldplay.
Oh,
yeah,
that,
just better.
That destroys
but
that show.
But didn't Bruno Mars also do his own show?
Yes.
One year.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruno Mars to me is the king of this kind of thing. They should have Bruno Mars every year. He's just an amazing entertainer.
He's got the weirdest tattoos, too. like California. Like, who puts California across?
He loves Cali.
Your stomach.
Do you think it was one of those deals, though, where it was like, as he was strip-teasing, it was making guys uncomfortable, but girls were getting sized?
My wife, you should have seen her face.
Was she so sized?
She was so sized.
She was.
Yeah, that was the greatest part of the Super Bowl.
But I think some women actually were put off by it, too, though. Like, I know my wife was like,
there was a whole...
He's got too many tattoos. This is gross.
Well, there was a whole thing where, Janet Jackson can't show her nipple, but
we don't
Adam
understand
Levine
the difference.
Can show his. That was a whole thing.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was actually a thing on Twitter.
That is a thing.
These people
out.
Have never been to a beach in the United States.
Yeah. It's basically not socially appropriate for women to let the boobs hang out.
I'm sorry.
By the way, in a public beach, about 90% of the people should be covered.
Right.
Men
and women.
I'm sorry. Just guys can show their pepperonis.
Right. Girls can't.
Yeah. Socially acceptable.
People are going to use that as some sort of platform. Get out of here. Go to the beach.
Pepperonis.
There's so many evil monsters on Twitter.
Twitter is the worst. Yeah, I do like it for my news.
I know you do.
To be honest. Although I was stunned. I saw a poll, and I don't remember what was first or second, but I remember Twitter was only third in terms of where do people get their news, and it was only like 15% of people get their news from Twitter. For me, that's where I get all my news. 100%.
So one is what?
Can't remember it.
TV.
Yeah.
I think it might have been online thing. So it might have been like Instagram or Facebook or something. But it was Twitter was third. I was surprised. I thought it would have been higher for people. Let me see. What else is out there? Oh, so Johnny Miller, this is just for the golf geeks out there. Saturday was his last broadcast. He and Dan Hicks, a lot of people were
Yeah, there was a lot of people. Roger Maltby.
Did you get a creeper?
Yeah.
No, but Roger Maltby did.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys were getting creepers. I mean, he worked there for 30 years.
He said he didn't want to make it about him on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to make it about him on Sunday with tournament online
and
everything.
So the zinger took his place.
Yeah.
I just saw that he eats Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, so that's what...
and he does broadcast without his shoes on. Barefoot.
Right. I don't know if this came from Barstool or whatever... but Dan Hicks said if there was one thing he had to signal that if he had one thing to single out that signified Johnny, it was that he would often look over and he would be guzzling Cheese Whiz out of one of those like spray cans.
Yeah. So white trash.
He got sized.
That's what he likes.
His cholesterol. Well, he must have 400 cholesterol.
That's your dream.
I would love that. I just got to take.
By the way, it's amazing, and I got a buddy who goes out there every year. It's amazing how those golf fans sprint to their seats at 5:45 in the morning, right? And they don't even see anybody come to the 16th hole until like noon.
That's why they're hooting and hollering by the time they're there.
They sit there in the stands and get hammered for hours before they see the first three.
Sunday was brutal too with the rain.
Right.
It was brutal.
I have a question. So let's say you're one of the first ones and you sprint to the general admission on number 16. Mm-hmm. All right, and let's say the beer vendor comes and you're hanging out waiting for everyone to come through and you got to go to the bathroom.
Got to get somebody to hold your spot,
so
I guess.
If you go out of the general admission, there's a line to get back in. So if you go out,
maybe
you have to
wear a diaper. I don't know.
I mean, that would be brutal.
They have to have had that figured out. They have to have porta potties
right below
everywhere.
There's got to be porta potties right below the 16th.
Right, but if you're leaving your seat, that's general admission.
Well, you got to have someone save it.
You got to have somebody save it.
Need a seat saver.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They can't expect you to sit there for 12 hours. So they must.
But those guys do, man. They are crushed.
They must have figured that out. 21 Savage is in the news. He was arrested in Atlanta by ICE agents, Cakes, because apparently. He has been in the U.S. legally since 2005, but his visa expired.
He's a brick!
And now he's here illegally. And because he was convicted of a drug charge in 2014, he's facing deportation.
That's why he ruined his favorite rapper.
Another terrible rapper.
I'd never heard of him.
Me either.
I'm out of the rap game.
You're
fully out.
Travis Scott. Your life is better for it.
He's a huge star. Massive star.
Did you hear about the donk, speaking of Brits, the guy who was flying from Calgary to London, and he was so disruptive because he was hammered at the airport bar?
Right.
They turned the plane around and dumped all this fuel over Alberta. Landed, escorted him off the plane, made him pay $16,000 for the fuel they dumped.
You're kidding.
I don't know Glenn Hardesty was flying from Calgary to London. I thought he was at the golf show.
Well, $16,000 fine.
Wow.
All right, what else do you have on the EP?
I got more. I got Jerry Seinfeld in the news. Usain Bolt. We got the situation, update on him in prison. A lot of good. And, shocker, another teacher having sex with her students. This one having sex with their special ed students.
Oh
yeah. Two of them. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So yesterday, my kids tell me they want Banchan wings for the Super Bowl. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'll go out and grab them, drive down to Rockville, closest Banchan to my house, when I'm not working, because there's one right underneath us here in D.C., so I drive down to Rockville Town Center, which, by the way, if you ever try to park at Rockville Town Center, it's impossible.
Well, they do have garages.
They have garages, but
they're... And they have the garages that have the green lights,
but
which tell you where the spaces are available.
But when I've gone to Banchan before, like on a side trip, I've gotten lucky. There are a few spots there on the street right outside. So I cruised by it once, no spots. Did it twice, no spots. So now I have to park like a block away. Park a block away. Walk down to the intersection. Cross the street. Of course, I go to a crosswalk because JP loves to goof on me for not using crosswalks. I wait for the light to turn. I look across. I see the little white guy light up. I pause for a second, and there's a guy standing right next to me, and I'm about to take my step into the crosswalk, but I think to myself, I usually like to look left before I do this, so I glance left, and there's a woman going about 30 miles per hour in her Toyota Camry that then slams on the brakes and slides right through the crosswalk.
Wow.
Almost I was about this close to stepping out, and your boy would have been pummeled.
Road pizza.
And you just happened to look left.
Well, I generally do, but I was
kind of... For some reason, you relax.
I was kind of like, I was just focused in on the white dude in the crosswalk, the little light.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I should look left, just to be sure.
Oh, you have to.
It's on a quiet Sunday.
You can't assume that those drivers...
What could be happening here? Of course, it's a woman who wasn't like checking a phone. She was just... Generally
clueless.
Thought she could make it through the light. Didn't make it.
Well, you know what happened to me this morning? Not nearly as bad.
Almost pummeled. Almost pummeled.
Not nearly as bad as you, but when I was pulling out of my house at like 4:50 this morning,
yeah,
I just pulled out. I mean, all of a sudden, there's headlights right behind me.
Right.
And they obviously stopped.
Yeah.
I never saw them. I don't think I even considered to look. It was 4:50 in the morning. I just backed out, and luckily, this person in an SUV just calmly waited for me to pull my dumbass out, and then
like, look at
on
this
their way.
Idiot.
Yeah, I mean, they clearly were right. I mean, I pulled out right in front of them.
Yeah,
because who's there at 4:50 in the morning? Apparently, there are people.
Yeah,
Casey. Well, yours would have been worse.
So your boy got lucky. I dodged the bullet yesterday. Red Camry bullet.
Always look both ways, Donkey
Kong. By the way,
Don,
get it in our new contract that if one of us passes, the checks
chop it up three ways. I don't know. It used to be in the old one. We should check that.
Now, probably not in there. I don't know if I would have been killed.
I don't think Intercom's going to agree to that.
I might not have been killed by that woman, but I would have been seriously mangled. I would have been banged up.
Never makes sense to me when people have the walk sign that you also will simultaneously have the green arrow or something, or you know what I mean, or the ability to turn and just plow into people.
Right.
It's
weird.
There's a variety of scenarios where that does play out.
Sure.
Or just because you have the walk sign doesn't mean that cars aren't also given the green light to turn.
Right. And you're just hoping they're paying attention and they see you in the crosswalk.
Yeah. By the way, I know we're going to get back in the entertainment page. Just something we're not going to talk about.
We don't have that much time.
We're not going to talk about the Super Bowl after today.
Probably not.
Have you ever seen the mob scene that happened to Tom Brady in any of the other Super Bowls? Why did it seem like it was the biggest mob scene around him?
Well, because Tracy Wilson
on the field?
I thought she grabbed him too quick. He didn't get his chance to say his, you know, like shake hands with folks yet.
But are the photographers always enveloping players like that? Well, it seemed to be the worst I've ever seen.
I bet you, if you looked a couple years ago, they probably did the same thing.
I thought
thing.
It was pretty standard, but I thought Tracy Wolfson grabbed him so quick that he wasn't ready yet to talk because he still wanted to say his, you know, thanks and goodbye to a couple people.
Well, she was probably worried about not getting them once he got into that.
Right.
For sure. But she was getting help from the NFL media people because they know the first interview contractually has got to go to her.
I just thought it was the worst I'd ever seen.
It was pretty.
I mean, I watch all that post game stuff all the time. Yeah, I don't remember. They couldn't move at all.
I got to go back and watch that.
It was a madhouse for sure.
People were killing him. Who did he kiss on the lips? Did he kiss
Belichick?
Kraft.
I thought it was Belichick.
It might have been both.
He's a lip kisser, right?
His kid did that to him. Like he was laying on, I recall from, what was that called? Time versus Tom?
Whatever the heck it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ratings are in. CBS got a 44.9 for the game, which is the lowest since 2009.
To give you
some context, last year's, you're talking about a couple points. Last year's Eagles-Pats game did a 47.7. So this one did a 44.9. The highest rated one looks like 49.7, maybe Patriots-Seahawks in recent years. That one did a 49.7 in 2015. And then there were duds. The Panthers-Broncos in 2016 did a 49. Pats-Falcons did a 48.8. So
it was still
in the Brady 40s. And Edelman did the Disney World.
Low 40s, though, for this one. Did they both do it?
Yeah. They're both going.
Right. Usain Bolt tied an NFL combine record. He did a 40-yard dash at 4.22.
Shocker.
Was he in Atlanta when he did this?
Did it at the NFL Experience.
The NFL Experience? Yeah.
The big deal is he did it with no spikes and just hanging out.
Regular shoes, sweatpants, right off the street.
He'll probably do that when he's 50. Right. He's just a freak.
Yeah, I mean. Daryl Green was allegedly.
Daryl Green could do it.
Let me real quick give you the sex scandal chick. She's from Connecticut. Her name is Laura Ramos, if you want to look her up. And apparently she was having sex. She's looking at 5 years in prison because she didn't show any remorse. She never apologized for it. In fact, she might even still be seeing one of the students that she was tagging. And by the way, they're both special ed students.
And how old are the kids?
One was 18 at the time. One was 17 at the time. And during the trial, she was still seeing one of them. No remorse. Judge said, you're finished. 5 years in jail.
Wow, she's crazy.
5 years in jail.
Good. Now, she should get more.
I mean, is it a real special ed student? Or is it like somebody with dyslexia?
I mean, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I've barely seen the story.
I don't know.
Hey, right now we're going to give up. Giveaway to the 10th caller at 800-636-1067, a one-month membership to the Fitness Equation.
She's hard thing.
It's opening in South Riding this week. See all the Fitness Equation has to offer you and your family, like small group training in the burn zone, a 40-foot rock wall, Ninja Warrior courses, the kids gym, and more. It's courtesy of the Fitness Equation. More details at thefandc.com/contests. Again, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We will hook you with that membership.
Now it's all about the draft.
It's all about the combine.
Never bring up that terrible Super Bowl ever again.
Pitchers and catchers. Pitchers and catchers in about, 10 days.
You mean it's not all about Wizards-Hawks tonight?
Yeah, Wizards-Hawks, man. Get your DFS lineups in.
They can't lose
game.
This game.
I watched that Bucks game.
They might, but they can't lose.
I watched the whole game. So stupid. I knew they were going to lose the whole time.
What did Giannis have, about 40?
I don't know.
Because you love the Wiz. Deep down, you love the Wiz.
All right,
now
gotta
I
get
love
out
the
of
Cavs.
Here.
That's true. It's very good.
For
point.
Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grandanny coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.